inevitably, the party that is out of power believes in federalism, and the party that's in power believes in the national government. It's true for both sides. They do it all the time. So what I'm trying to convince people is to just take a little bit of a step back from their own political fortunes and just think about, how's a democracy supposed to work? And how are we supposed to make this democracy function at a time when we are as divided as we are? And so that's going to be the topic of the day, is to get people to give up on the fair weather federalism. And I'm clean on this front. I have been writing about this since 2002. I've written about it under both presidential administrations from both parties. So I've been writing about it for a long time, and I really do think it matters for democracy in the right kinds of ways.
How should democracy look in your mind? Because everyone has an ideology as to how democracy works in moving policy forward and how we should treat each other as a society.
That's a great question. Sometimes I think the old view of federalism was the idea that if we can't agree, we'll just divide, right? States will be red or they'll blue and everyone will pursue their own policy. That is not my vision of democracy. And one of the things I like about federalism today is that it forces us to interact with one another. So you may be in a blue state or a red state, but you are inevitably going to be affected by policies from another state. So, you know, California is having more of an effect on emission standard than Detroit. And that drives people crazy, but it also forces them to engage with one another. Or think about Donald Trump at this moment. You know, Donald Trump controls the Congress and the presidency. So if he wants to do something at the national level, he can get it done. But the truth is that Donald Trump can't get most of his policies done without the help of states and cities, which means that while he may not have to talk to, you know, Nancy Pelosi, he is going to have to talk to the mayor of Los Angeles or the governor of California. That's just the fact of the matter. That's healthy in a democracy that is divided like ours. It forces compromise in a way that isn't happening right now in Washington.
Heather Gerken, Dean of Yale Law School, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.